Scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew. It is chapter 24, verses 42 through 44. We're going to hear that in just a couple minutes, but in preparation, I just offer a couple of things to consider as we listen. And that is that Advent, as I mentioned, the announcements, is the beginning of the Christian liturgical year, a time of new beginnings and clean slate, hope, possibility, time of spiritual preparation. And thinking about this birth, Jesus' birth, and the change that is to come. And I was thinking about this, and it's kind of like when we have our own child. And when we're in this time of waiting, we know that things are going to change, that a lot is going to change. And we get carried along with that, and we give ourselves to that. There's going to be a new impact in our lives. And so we take a different posture of anticipation and preparation. And that's what it is with Advent. And as we prepare for Christmas, we prepare for, you know, again, we think about, we contemplate Christ coming into the world. We think about the impact that he not only had, but the impact that he has, both on our life and on the world. And as we do that, we shift our normal way of looking at things and interacting with the world, and we notice how God might be present and what that might mean for our life. And so we take extra effort then to not just kind of see the surface, see superficially, but intentionally look beneath the surface, have that extra awareness to realize that when we think about Christ, that while the world was looking at a baby, at flesh and blood, that some looked more deeply and saw that he was so much more. And so we take this posture, and we look beyond our own eyes, we see the world, and we try to see what God sees as beautiful. We look and we try to see people and events that God sees are as important. And we look at events and possibilities, and we see what others may not even see as good or important. But to look with God's eyes, as happened with Jesus, who a lot of people looked at and thought just really wasn't worth very much because didn't come from any money, didn't come from any power. There was really nothing particularly significant about him. But God said, you know what? You are perfect. And with no worldly power and being born poor and even into disgrace, really, and with very, very limited worldly possibilities, God said, you know what? That's not only just right, it's absolutely perfect. So just watch and see what I can do with this. And if I can create worldly change forever through this baby who becomes a man, starting out with little to nothing, just think what I can do with you, with all your potential, with your resources, with your power, with your influence, with your intellect, and how I can use you to change the world. That's taking a posture of Advent in terms of hope and viewing yourself and the world through God's eyes. And when we do that, we need to look knowing that opportunities don't come as we expect them and as we plan them. But these opportunities for change and God's impact through us happens on God's time. And so we need to be ready. And that's a little bit of a reflection on this scripture passage. And after communion, the choir is going to be singing about love and hope and joy, and we can let this wash over us and reflect on these words with eyes and a heart of faith. And so Matthew writes, "Keep awake, therefore, for you don't know on what day or what hour God is coming. But understand this, if the owner of a house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in ways and at a time that you don't expect. Here ends our morning scripture lesson. May God bless our hearing and our embodiment of the spirit of abundant love and possibilities. And so now, may we watch and listen and be aware.
Praise to your Lord. Thank you. Unsaid in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Dear Lord of this eager season, as we enter into this time of joyful anticipation, allow us to embrace the awe and beauty of this time. Grant us the awareness to cherish one another and to hold fast to what you have made so dear in our lives. Help us to pause and to count our blessings. And remind us that sometimes blessings are where we choose to find them, both large and small. They are the joy of children in this season. They are the squeals and the candles and the grace that descends upon us. And so, God, allow us to be wrapped up in that very same awe, the wide-eyed love of what is to come, of a Savior born to humble beginnings, whose first ministry was carpentry, and whose continued ministry is the love of us. In that spirit of love, then, God, grant us the courage to lean into that holy ministry, whatever it may look like in our lives. And remind us, God, of the privilege of being able to press pause in the chaos and the prep work and the to-do lists, help us to not forget the positive, creative, and caring intention that is behind our wanting to do these things in the first place. And to remember the intention that allows love to pour out from us, the very love that is a gift from you. Allow us to feel that when we make a meal that holds special memories. Remind us that we are joining together at your table. And may you remind us when it is hard to feel eager or present in the moment, that that too is holy, for it speaks to the sacred things we hold in our hearts, the ones known and beheld by you. Allow us to trust your love, Lord, in those moments when our hearts pause and stumble, for you are with us in pain, just as you are with us in anticipation. Remind us in your incredible mercy that we are made up of the very same stardust and the very same divine light that drew wise men from the east to the side of a sun born with humble beginnings. So, help us to follow that star, your light, your love, and this and in all of your seasons, and to remember that our true north is now and always will be you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our praise. In the name of the one whom we call perfect love, amen.